It's Susie and Ed hanging out with you this evening. Well, high drama on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, it got a lot of people talking The Bachelorette last night after one of them.
Can I use your term?
What's the blokes? What are they called, the blokes? The Bachelor blokes?
Blokes.
Hopefuls? Are they
Bachelor potential.
Eligible men.
Eligible, there you go, eligible men. Look, I'm going to use a word here.
Yeah.
Two words. Stitch up.
So one of the blokes said to the girls that the other bloke, another bloke.
A magician said, a really long-haired.
Dodgy-looking bloke.
Aggie. Just, oof.
Well, I don't know much about him, but what he said about another bloke wasn't. I mean, what he said the other bloke said was put the other bloke in big trouble with the girls, the two of them.
Yes.
Have we got what he said about the other bloke? I don't think we have.
Well, I can paraphrase.
What did he say about the other bloke the girls?
Yes. So Aggie the magician says that.
With a ponytail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, worse than that. It's sort of. Anyway. He said that Pascal in a car, they were driving along, and he said that Pascal had said, oh, couldn't they have got hotter chicks for this?
Yeah.
Couldn't they got a better looking bachelorettes for this?
You just do not say that to the girls in question. You don't say it.
Well,
I don't think you should say it on the show at all, actually.
All right.
Probably shouldn't even think it. But you certainly shouldn't says it to you, you shouldn't say it to the girls.
Hang on a second. You're accepting the premise that he actually said it.
Well,
I don't know if I am.
Well, the girls accepted that premise and then they confronted Pascal.
Yes.
And then, is it then this went on?
Yes.
We've heard that you've been basically questioning, you know, Ellie and myself, saying things like, oh, you know what, they could have picked, like, better looking chick.
Is there any truth to that at all?
Are you just trying to create drama from nowhere? I have said none of these comments.
I'm not buying what you're saying. I just think it's time for you to leave.
I'm going home. Good luck. It's utter bullshit.
Then he got in the car, he went on to say this as he's driving off.
What a crock of shit. I look like a dickhead. It's bullshit.
And we got him on now, haven't we?
Yep. Hi, Pascal.
Hey, boys.
Well, welcome to reality television, my friend.
Yeah. What an experience.
Your head must be spinning today after that went to air last night.
Yeah, it was a horrible experience for me and for the girls as well, I'm sure. I really didn't want to relive that night. But yeah, not how I feel about the girls. The girls are awesome. They're good fun. They're good value. But just big storm and teacup with the producers creating some drama.
All right, so let's get to the statement in question. So the other bloke, the pony haired guy, went to the girls and said that you said that they weren't hot enough, basically, to, I imagine, for the whole show almost, is what he was sort of, you know,
implying.
And when the girls confronted you, you said that wasn't true, but the girls appeared not to believe you. Did you, Pascal, say something like that to that other bloke?
No, definitely not. I was over the experience at that time, and I didn't want to be there. I only spent 20 minutes or 30 minutes with the girls by that stage. I 100% said I'm not compatible, I don't want to be here. But it definitely wasn't that the girls aren't beautiful enough. And that's the only thing probably, so I was in Camp Ellie, and that's probably the only thing that me and Ellie had, or at least I had for Ellie, was physical attraction. And I said that on camera 15 minutes before, but of course they're not going to air that because it doesn't fit the storyline.
Yep, here we go.
But that's just storming a teacup. But look, the girls are lovely, and I just wish I could explain the situation to them. I'm sure they're feeling horrible at this stage, and I just kind of want to move parties. It's not who I am, and it's not how I feel about the girls. I truly hope they find love at the end of this experience. Like, well, that's what we're all there for.
Can I ask, did you know there was going to be two girls when you signed up?
No, I actually had a little thing made up. I thought it was going to be Shana Burgess. I had a little love heart with a little printed love heart thing on the red carpet. I wish I had shown that. That was a good laugh.
Oh, so at
just
that
threw Shana into the bush and rolled on from there.
Right, so even up to the point. So had you been led to believe, like, a few whispers that it might be Shana from Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there were a few articles and there were a few recordings, and then the one I thought it was the producers just led me down the garden path to believe that. But it would make good TV showing that, but they can only show so much on air.
Do we get to the point where you're walking down the red carpet with no idea there's going to be two girls there, and you've got no idea who they are, and then you've got to try to act keen when you know you're not?
Oh, no, I was keen on the girls initially. It was probably after 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
into the experience. I just wasn't getting enough time, and the girls were interested in other guys. That's kind of when I was over it. But in the beginning, no, I was all for it.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Hughes, do you reckon, come on, give us a ruling here.
About Pascal?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have an issue with him.
No, neither do I. I don't think he said it.
Oh, did he? No. He might have thought it, though. Did you think it, Pascal?
No, the girls are beautiful. And this is what I've said the whole time. This is not how I feel. And this, I had an absolute panic attack for an hour and a half during that that cocktail party. Yeah. No, it's not how I feel. And it's not how I'm represented. And how I want to be represented.
Exactly. So you're really annoyed now at how it's all played out, obviously.
Yeah, look, I was initially really frustrated. I expected that it was going to be worse last night. At least I had a few funny bits in there. But, yeah, it's never good seeing that. I'm sure it would have affected the girls yesterday as well, but it was horrible watching last night. I had a couple of big glasses of wine to get me through it, but, yeah, not a fun time.
What about feedback from family? Have your family sort of come around you and got around you?
Yeah, look, there was a lot of hate initially from strangers, but then I think there was a lot of support at the same time.
Don't read the comments,
bro. Just try to keep feeding the love, and I did a big post on my Instagram to try to explain the situation, not how I feel.
Really? Well, we've got some of that. We've got some of that. Let's play. Let's finish on Pascal's words on Instagram, because to me, this is the timeline that I'm going with.
So we spoke that night and the next morning after about getting off the show and going home and not really wanting to be there and not really feeling the connection with Lee either way. So we'd already discussed that, and I chatted with the producers about wanting to leave and get back to my business because I wasn't able to do work and just wasn't feeling it with Ellie.
So I need to make this clear. Was that discussion before those scenes on TV or after those scenes on TV?
Yeah, so on the Thursday night was the wakeboarding date. And me and Harry, who both walked off the show, dislocated our shoulders. So Harry had to go to hospital. I now have surgery on my shoulder now. So it was after that time, me and Harry were like, we're not feeling it. Let's go home.
All right.
So that happened the Friday morning.
Yep.
Friday night was the big drama.
Friday night.
So it'd be
okay, so beforehand.
Time.
So you wanted to leave.
Yes,
and
otherwise, if you weren't pushed that night, Pascal, you were going to walk, weren't you?
No, everybody knew I was going to walk. I think everybody knew except the girls.
I was going to walk. And they didn't want another walkout. They've had a lot of walkouts, and they didn't want another one.
Right, so they've created the drama to get
walkout.
A storyline, Pascal.
Oh,
that's what's happened, yeah?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
All right.
See?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Pascal.
Now I understand what happened.